And now we continue with Community Connections, and being the fourth Wednesday of the month, we've got our local MP with us, Cindy McLeish. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody, and to you, Alan.
It's great to see you. Now, Lions Club. As you know, we're sitting here on Lions property since we've moved here to Healesville, and you want to talk to us a little bit about the Lions Club.
That's right. Not just the Lions Club in Healesville, but yep. I belong to the Parliament of Victoria Lions Club. And there's a whole bunch of us. There's a lot more people than turn up to the meetings anyway. But we have a community member who comes in as our secretary and keeps us all in line.
Yep.
And as with all Lions Clubs, we have to raise money and help with different projects. And, you know, they do a whole lot of really great stuff. And one of the things that we do every year is we sponsor a couple of kids from disadvantaged areas to go on a camp at La Cola.
La Cola, yeah. La
Cola.
Yep.
So that's one of the things that we have to do, and we've got to do a little bit more than just, if those people out there who know about the Lions Club and there's tail twisting and we get fines and different things. And and we're all pretty generous. So anyway, but maybe 4 years ago we had a big fundraiser at Parliament House where we had an auction and just drinks and canopies and invited everybody to Parliament House. But what we did this time is we had a debate.
A debate? Oh, well, a lot of you'd be used to that.
Well, that's right. And we had a debate with the members of Parliament versus the media.
Oh, yeah. And what was the subject?
Whether or not members of Parliament get a good run from the media.
Oh, that would have been a good conversation to listen to.
Well, it was actually. It was great fun. So the members of Parliament had to argue that we do get a good run.
Oh, it wasn't the other way around.
Yeah, it wasn't the other way around. And the media had to argue that, no, we don't. We screw you at every opportunity. This is our agenda. And
yeah.
And so, like, it was excellent. We had it in the chamber after sitting week last Thursday when Parliament had finished.
Yep.
Actually, only the lower house had finished. The upper house was still going. So we had the debate. The chamber was full. People who don't get to come and sit in the chamber all got to sit in the chamber, and they watched three members of Parliament take on.
I was going to say, how many? Three of each.
Three of each, yes, and they all did their 5 minutes and the bells. And the speaker, or the moderator, was Sammy Jay from ABC, who does the breakfast show in the mornings.
Yep.
And he had been very excited getting into it and beforehand, and he'd written a song that he wanted to sing for everybody before, based on him being a radio presenter and kind of aligned with the media.
Yeah. So who won?
The MPs.
So
they got to vote. So the audience voted.
Yep.
And it was a tie.
Was it?
Yeah. Now, there's, you know, hundreds of people there. And not hundreds, but the chamber, there's 88 members of Parliament and there's a lot of spare seats. So there would have easily been, and the gallery had people in it, so there would have been easily over 100. There was a good contingent of supporting media, but we had, so then Sammy Jay had to make the...
had the announcement.
Yeah, he was the one who had to hand over the trophy. So it's something that we want every year. But
was this the first time you'd had the debate?
It was the first time. And I've got to say, Richard Reed and one of my colleagues, who's a member for Polworth down at Colac, did an extraordinary job pulling it all together, because he said it was a bit like herding cats.
Yep.
But we had the three MPs, one of the ministers, Harriet Shing, who's the minister for water and housing.
Yep.
And she was in the upper house and they were still sitting, which wasn't the intention in the first place. So she had to get a pair so she could come and be one of the arguers. And you know, Harriet wouldn't mind me saying she can talk underwater.
Yep.
So that's good. Tim Bull, who's the national member for East Gippsland, Bairnsdale over to Warbots and Mallacoota.
Yep.
And Matthew Guy, who's a Liberal former leader and member for Bulleen.
Yep.
So they were ours, and they talked about all of the things, how they think the media had, you know, had their best interests in heart.
Which is probably not what some of them really thought, but anyway.
I know, and it wasn't recorded.
Wasn't it?
No, it deliberately wasn't recorded. And then the media were Richard Willingham, who is on 774 and does the ABC News. A lot of people might know him from there.
Yeah.
Kieran Rooney is a journalist with The Age.
Right.
And Heidi Murphy, who is on Channel 9 and 3AW.
Yep.
So Heidi, they were the three for the media. And
so can I just ask you, and maybe you don't know, how did they select the three MPs and how did they select the three media people?
Well, I'm not quite sure how they selected. I will say Richard Willingham is the journalist liaison person or the, you know, president of the journalists, the parliamentary journalists. It's not an association, but just, you know, the alliance. So he wrangled them and they had quite a few of their supporters in the audience.
Right.
And we had to get some sponsorship to make it happen because, you know, there's a lot of costs go with putting an event on at Parliament.
Yep.
So, but they certainly weren't paid for their time. But, you know, we had to have security and the catering and all of that. And I'm not sure how the others were selected, actually. Matthew, if people know Matthew, he's exceptionally entertaining and lively. And so, you know, I think he was probably quite an obvious choice. Tim Bull is a member of the Parliamentary Lions Club. And I think, you know, they needed somebody from the government. And Harriet's Harriet's a good sport. She's a good sport and, you know, and did a really good job as well. So, you know, she was happy to say things about the government and stuff like, you know, it was all tongue-in-cheek and that. But it was terrific. And we ended up raising around $15,000.
And we should mention that with all the Lions and Rotary, all the money that's raised goes to a project. Like, none of that goes towards running Lions at all, does it? Every bit of it is donated.
No, and we had the Lions have a skin cancer van. And it voluntarily goes around to a whole bunch of places and they do skin cancer checks. And so the day of the debate, which was followed by an auction, which we made an extra, you know, few thousand, that it was outside the Salvation Army depot at the top of Collins Street so that any of the homeless people, the people that are clients of the Salvation Army, could come and have their skin checks done as well. So it goes, it doesn't get any government money at all. So,
and it's a free service?
It's a free service. So our the majority of our funds will go, and we're not sure if it's all going to go to there or we're saving a bit for La Cola because it's kind of hard for us to raise money. But, you know, we're kept in line with the Lions Club's protocols and everything like that. So that was
happened last week.
And, you know, we did, one of the auction prizes was dinner with one of the MPs and one of the journalists. So you could, you know, they were all up for that. And, you know, it drew good money. And they also had a bottle of, I can't remember what it was, but was signed by the Premier and the Leader of the Opposition as well. So it was all very bipartisan and very good.
I was
going
to say that. It, like, there was no arguments. It was everybody was in there having a good time.
Yeah, because the member of the Parliamentary Lions Club, I think it was started by Steve Brax and Martin Dixon, who was one of each party's, you know, way back.
Yep.
So I think we're 20 years old. And it's been bipartisan.
Yep.
And we have all our meetings that, you know, all things are aside.
Yep.
We just have our meetings and...
How often do you meet, Cindy?
Once a month, I think.
Yeah, well, most
it's in my calendar. I turn up when it's in my calendar. And we meet at 8 o'clock. It's probably a bit different from other Lions Club meetings, you know.
Yep.
We're there at 7:45 for 8 o'clock start. A lot of people have breakfast at the same time. It's in the parliamentary dining room.
Yep.
And we'll have visitors if there's Lions Club dignitaries from the area or interstate or whatever, they might often come in as well because for them it's, you know, a bit unusual having the Parliamentary Lions Club.
Do you have a guest speaker?
Not ordinarily.
Right.
But if people have been beneficiaries, they might come in and talk to us about different things and, you know, the kids will often write letters of thank you and stuff like that. So, you know, they get all read out and, so that's some of the activities of the Parliamentary Lions Club.
Well, I was going to say for once, but I shouldn't say that, but something really good came out of Parliament on that night. $15,000.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Just got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Thank you.
a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. No place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. 'Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry.
It will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry. Be happy.
And that was Bobby McFerrin and Don't Worry, Be Happy. Got to tell you, I had a mother that worried about everything. She worried from morning to night. It didn't do her any good. So I'm absolutely not a believer of worrying. Cindy, you just want to wrap up on talking about the Lions and Rotary Clubs.
Yep. Look, it's a great way to get involved in community service. And as you said, you know, the money goes to a specific project. And whether it's eliminating polio, which is one of the things that Rotary have been very big on.
And the next one there is going to be malaria.
Oh.
They were saying, I went on a fun run a couple of weeks ago, nothing like you're going to do, and that was raising money to eliminate malaria.
Oh, there we go. We might talk about malaria a little bit more again shortly. But there are clubs locally. You know, there's a Lions and a Healesville Rotary Club. We've got the Lions. We're sitting, as you said earlier, you know, the Rotary Club meet often out at Sanctuary House, just in Badger Creek. You know, and locally, the Up Yarra. Over in Nillumbik at Diamond Creek, we've got Marysville, King Lake. You know, a lot in the area.
Wandon, there's a Rotary Club down there. Yep. I'm not sure about Lions, but I know there's Rotary down there.
Yeah. So, you know, if people are thinking about getting back out and about, because, you know, post-COVID, people haven't really quite got out to the same extent. No. So it'd be good, and it's a great way of being connected, not just to community, but to other people.
Yep.
You know, if you're on your own or something like that, it's a really great way of becoming involved.
Yep. And you'd meet some terrific people along the way, I can tell you that. up at your RSL. You want to talk about that or somebody from there?
I do want to talk about that because I was at the President's Dinner at the Upper Yarra RSL on Friday. Gee, the time goes quick. And one of the things that, you know, I was really keen to go there was because the RSL, or RSL Victoria, recognised one of the long-term people who's been involved with the Upper Yarra RSL for such a long time and who's done so much and has been so instrumental in helping shape the RSL. And she died after, you know, long battle with cancer a couple of months ago, Lorraine Green. And so Robert Webster, who's president of RSL Victoria, he came out and made a presentation to the family of Lorraine. And her four kids were there. And she received the National Certificate of Merit with gold badge. So,
That'd be pretty high, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
as far
it
as
was.
RSL.
Now, it goes. This is the highest recognition that can be given by the RSL, by the league, to an individual person who is not a member of any class of membership, with the exception of affiliate members and members of the Women's Auxiliary. So, pretty well as somebody who's not, you know, an RSL member. This is how they've recognised her because of the work she and her late husband had started, Ash. But when he had died, Lorraine became really more active in a lot of the things. They had an extension of the RSL. They have a wonderful children's service out there, which I've talked about before. And, you know, whilst the RSL were thanking Lorraine, both the Upper Yarra and RSL Victoria, and, you know, like, it was a very big honour, her family said the RSL helped her. So they're saying, you know, she's been great to help us. And they're saying, well, actually, being involved gave her something to focus on and to do and to be, you know, following the loss of her husband, you know, it was a really great thing. And they said, you know, don't underestimate what this can do. And
that's something we've talked about before, isn't it, that you can very often, when the death of a partner just almost just contract in and not do anything, but it's not good for their mental health either of that person, is it? So it's great to get out and do it, do something.
And that's exactly what we're just talking about with the Rotary Clubs and the Lions Club or any other, whether it's the CFA or the SES, being out and about. Because loneliness is a really big issue in society for a lot of people.
They say that social isolation will be in the few years to come will be the biggest killer. It'll beat cancer and heart attack. People, you know, as people get older, if they don't stay connected once they've retired, as the baby boomers are going into retirement, they're saying it could be one of the biggest killers.
And like, you can see that because COVID, people got used to being on their own. Now, a lot of people didn't like it and a lot of people didn't do well. But some people ended up sort of staying a little bit, you know, locked up more than was good for them. So when you've got something like this, and Lorraine was first involved, you know, she's a sub-branch treasurer in 1997. So, you know, 25 years that she was involved with the RSL and then really threw herself into it once her husband had died. But, I mean, she still did a lot in the early days in any case. But, you know, Lorraine was from at Three Bridges and was always at the footy club at Powelltown and different, you know, like, I'd always see her around. And so she'll be really greatly missed by a lot of people. But as you say, it's a great thing to be involved because it helps in so many areas. So, you know, people will be sitting out there listening to the radio and it, you know, it can be hard. Weather's lousy, it's cold. You know, but there's nothing better than, you know, getting outside in the brisk weather and having a walk and
meeting other people.
Meeting other people and letting blood start running.
And it's not only that, it's when you walk down the street to do your shopping. You run into people that you've met through Rotary Lions or RSL or anything else too.
Yeah, and you see people go out every day to do shopping rather than do one big shop because it gets them out and about.
Cindy, I've got to take a quick break and then I want to come back and talk to you about something that you're going to do.
She comes on like a rose. Everybody knows she'll get you indoors. Well, you can look, but you better not. Poison Ivy, Poison Ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, Poison Ivy comes at noon. She's pretty as a daisy. Man, she's crazy.
do you win? If you let her get under your skin. Poison ivy, poison ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a creeping around.
Listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 22 minutes to 2 and 13 degrees. And I've got with me Cindy McLeish, our local MP. Now, Cindy, big thing coming up. I'm glad it's you and not me, but you're about to embark on the Kokoda Trail.
I am, next week, Alan. What day is it today? Wednesday. So I should be in New Guinea this time next week, I think.
Should you?
I should. I'm heading to Brisbane Tuesday afternoon.
Yep.
And our flight is sometime on Wednesday. I'm not quite sure of the time. So I guess Wednesday night next week I'll be in Port Moresby before we head off to the Kokoda Trail.
And it takes about 7 days to walk the Kokoda, doesn't it?
And I think we're doing it in an extra day.
I'm not going to ask why.
No, I didn't organise it. No, I'm with a group. And it's kind of through Parliament. Every year there's a different group of MPs that walk Kokoda.
So there's a few of you going, like a few MPs.
Yeah, quite a few. Yeah. And one of my colleagues who's since retired, Gary Blackwood, was a member down at Warragul.
Yep.
And he's been going almost on an annual basis. And so he takes a different group of MPs. Now, he's still,
so he's walked it numerous times.
Yeah, numerous times. You know, and he's 70 now and he's just...
Unreal.
No, he's done it. And in fact, he's pretty amazing because not only has he done it, he's had prostate cancer. And you wouldn't believe who he's got going this year. He's got his urologist, his oncologist.
Oh, yes. Is he want them in case something goes wrong?
And, well, they're taking one of their mates who's a cardiac surgeon on the same, and they're in the same group as me, so I'm pretty happy about that. I'm like, oh, I've got three doctors in my group.
Well, I was going to say, you should be happy. Nothing should go wrong.
I was doing some training with one of them the other day, and, God, they were fit and healthy and, you know, very sprightly. But there's quite a number of it's mostly been organised by Gary and mostly been Liberal MPs, but every and National Party, but a few Labor MPs come every now and again, and one of them, she was going to come, and she was at Gallipoli with me, but she does a lot of walking, but she got injured, and she wasn't sure she'd be able to
get
up. Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I would have liked to have Ella with us for this, and a lot of people work in some of the bigger cities, bigger towns in the state, to get scholarships for kids. So there's, you know, Year 11 kids coming along from various towns, and so the RSLs locally or Rotary, like different groups, will put in some money to help sponsor these kids, and mostly they're out of the bigger areas.
I think the Siri School in Yarra Junction, I think they sent two. It might not have been on the same with the Parliament, but they sent two, I think, the year before last.
Oh, did they? Yep. I must touch base with them on that when I get back.
Yep.
Terrific. You know, I think maybe that there's a role for that in some of the youth justice, you know.
Yep. So how do you feel about doing it? Like, are you concerned, or are you just really happy to be doing it?
Mixed. Mixed, because I was really happy to be doing it, but I did get a bit of an injury on the weekend that I'm just worried about, that hopefully, you know, within a week that cork muscle just resolves itself, and you know, if I was a footballer, I might be out for a couple of weeks.
How many are going?
Oh, look, there seems to be a lot, and there's so many that the group has actually split into two. So some of us are starting at one end, and some of the other. I'm starting at the end that's more difficult, which I'm pleased about, actually.
And once you've got that over,
knowing that, I think they've at least said it's more difficult.
Yeah.
And my cousin's coming with me, and she's she's my age. We walk our dogs together all the time, and we've been training together in the hills behind. She lives on a farm too, you know, behind our properties, and there's some pretty steep hills.
I mean, you'd have to put a lot of training into it, is it? Because what's the weather going to be like? Is it going to be hot and humid as well?
Yep, I think that's kind of it for the year, but it won't be monsoonal. But and you don't know. Some people go and say, yeah, it rained a lot, and somebody just came back and said it just drizzled. You know, and I wear glasses, and that's going to really bother me. And then someone else said, you can't take contact lenses. I'm like, oh, God, you know, like, I don't know if they stick to your eyes. I'm not sure. I have to just check that out a little bit more. But, and, you know, we've got a war connection in the family as well. So my cousin and I, our fathers are brothers, and their other brother was in New Guinea during the war.
Oh, right.
So we've had a look at the initial stuff for him, but I want to make sure we've got all of his details, because when we go over, we do get a briefing on the war history of Australia's involvement in the war. So it's not just you lob over and you just walk it. You actually kind of get a bit of an understanding about what happened there and you know, the significance.
Well, you've had a big year, because you went to Turkey this year too, didn't you?
Yeah, that was unplanned. You know, I hadn't planned that. I had planned to do Kokoda, and so it just turns out that
happened.
Yeah, you know, I got to Gallipoli.
I just got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
What we're doing, yeah.
Now, Cindy, you want to talk about a group that's doing quite a lot of good work with in the local football clubs.
Well, there's a couple, actually, that are doing some work, and I wanted to just talk about both of them. One's SALT, which is Sport and Life Training, and the other is Respect Australia. Right. And they do a lot of work with local sporting clubs, some sort of similar, but not exactly, you know, around culture. And Respect Australia do work around trying to make a better club, especially where men's and women's teams started to join, you know, like with some of the footy clubs. And they rolled out their program, or they went to the Yarra Valley Soccer Club over in Millgrove. I know where it is. I've been to they've got a fabulous little soccer club there. Yeah. Great catchment in the Upper Yarra. So they went, first of all, to talk to some of the leaders of the club. And what I really liked that they did was that they had the adult leaders and some of the kids who were leaders. And they talked about what was good about the club and what could be changed, so that then they roll out their program. And one of the things that, you know, the kids, you like this, the kids said, no, it's the vibe.
Yeah.
I thought of the castle, you know. it's the vibe. And, you know, even when their facilities over there were pretty lousy.
Yep.
You'd go there and people are always happy and welcoming, and, you know, they've got a lot more girls playing now and adult females, and it was how to make that really go really well so you've got a truly successful...
Well, do they talk about, like, intermingling with the boys and girls rather than... Because some of the guys can get pretty average around when there are young girls around, can't they?
Look, and it is about that respect.
Yep.
Because you do, as you say, you know, and I think behaviour typically gets better when there's women involved in football clubs and any sporting club.
Yep.
So that was good to go out there. You know, they wanted to catch up with me, and they happened to be doing something out in the area. And I said, well, why don't I come along and listen?
Yep.
So that was through Respect Australia. And the other one is SALT. And... Oh, you know, I've had a little bit to do with them, and they've done work with a number of clubs in the area and schools, and they have different sorts of courses. They do some of the mental well-being. They do club well-being, drugs and alcohol stuff, and equality and champions of change. And they've got their programs that they roll out. And I remember they did something with one of the clubs locally, and they realised that one of the young men had pretty strong mental health issues.
Oh,
and around his dad had... He'd lost his dad, and I can't remember if his dad had taken his own life. It was, you know... And the kid was really struggling, but put on a really brave... kid. I mean, he was 24, I think. Yep. Put on a really brave face, and the club hadn't realised until they'd done this training, and he'd filled out a questionnaire or something that... And for the club, it was like, wow, this is pretty incredible, and was able to get around and support that player much better than... Because they, you know, they were just... He was just a regular member of the club, so, you know, really important.
And people can sort of drop through the cracks like that too, can't they?
Yeah. Yeah, people can. And so, you know, these guys have got so many different programs that they can help a lot of clubs, and they're doing some work now with the Northern Football League and... one of the Eastern Junior clubs, so they've got, Eastern Junior League, so they're, you know, getting in with some of the leagues, because it's important work. But again, you know, like, it's not free for them, but they can, you know, they need help and support to be able to roll out their
programs.
You know, even with the family violence, you know, looking at stuff aimed at some of the men about what are the causes, and, you know, I'm the Shadow Minister for Family Violence, and you hear... You hear all sorts of stories, and you hear the people that they go, if someone's been brought up in a really rotten environment, and they kind of know it, that you've got hope of working with them.
Yep.
Whereas some others are just...
Just turn off.
Just, yeah, we'll turn off if, no, I'm above all of that, I know better type thing. But they say if people know that they've been brought up in a pretty rotten situation, they're easy to make a difference
with. And don't want to repeat it.
Yeah, they don't want to repeat it.
Just going to take one quick break and we'll be back with more.
How How do you like to spend your Sunday mornings? What about throwing on those comfy old tracky dacks? Let the dog in, get some tea and toast, and curl up in that favourite chair. Let Neil Bull entertain you with lots of classics from the 60s and 70s. Also some newer ones, and even a bit of rockabilly and swing. Not to mention those winning Tats Lotto numbers. Tracky Dacks with Neil Bull. Every Sunday morning on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Was Elton John and Blueberry Hill. Cindy, you want to mention a couple of events that have been on?
I do, and I was sorry that I've missed this one, the Wild Winter Warming Bonfire Night. And wild is Wurrialik, Huddles Creek, Yellingbow, Launch and Don Valley. Like, it's a great little thing, wild.
Yep.
And I've been to the winter bonfires in the past, and they had it on the 23rd, so just last weekend, and yep. I had a lot on. But they have this enormous bonfire and mulled wine and things like that. So well done to the guys at Wild for putting that on again. And, you know, from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, winter solstice, you know, it's
there for
the kids. It is. Like, you see this enormous bonfire. You don't see fires like that. And the other thing I just wanted to mention too was the Alexandra Truck Uton Rod Show was on the long weekend.
Yeah.
And they have thousands and thousands of people turn up to them.
Do they?
Oh, thousands.
Yeah, I must
get there. Oh, the kilometres of trucks that's lined up, and the trucks are all angle parked, all reversed in.
Yep.
And so the logistics of having them all lined up ready at 6 a.m. You know, the people
6 o'clock there.
People are on the ground at, you know, 4 a.m. just directing traffic to get them all lined up, and it goes for kilometres, and there's old hot rods and utes and stuff like that. Yeah, the wood shop and all sorts of things. But, you know, they year in, year out, these guys in Alex, or this group in Alex, get along and put, you know, 8,000 people turned up. It's just, it's amazing. It does so much for the community, so much
Is it a fundraiser, Sydney?
A bit of everything.
Yep.
A bit of everything. So all of the shops get increased custom.
Yep.
But the schools, the, you know, the kindergarten, the schools, the Lions Club, yep, and Rotary and the Footy Club, everybody all get out and have, someone will do the sausage chisel and someone will do cupcakes, yep, and someone will do hamburgers and someone will do hot dogs. They all have something, and they, it's their main fundraiser. But it's extraordinary. And
it's a community doing stuff for the community.
That's right. And yep, that's the case, even, you know, with the wild bonfires. It's community people doing something for community members to get out and make their community a great place. And if people come and spend money, it keeps your shops alive, and it's a
yep,
good thing.
Oh, that's terrific. Cindy, unfortunately, pardon me, it's nearly time for me to go. But it would be very remiss if I didn't wish you all well for the Kokoda Trail. I think it'll be an experience when you come back to talk to you to find out how it went. I'm pretty sure it's pretty hot and sticky. So
yeah, very hot and sticky, I'm told.
And I'm not sure how you're going to do the showers and all this sort of stuff.
Rivers.
But look, we do wish you all a well, and I hope it goes well, and the little problem you got at the moment that's caused you a bit of aggro, that goes away.
Oh,
otherwise,
let's hope.
All right, thanks very much, Cindy.
No worries, Alan.
So, bye.
See you.